Lift Him Up, March 27. Lift Him Up, the Risen Savior. Now is Christ risen from the dead, and become the firstfruits of them that slept. The time had come for Christ to ascend to His Father's throne. As a divine conqueror, He was about to return with the trophies of victory to the heavenly courts. Before His death, He had declared to His Father, "I have finished the work which Thou gavest me to do." After His resurrection, He tarried on earth for a season, that His disciples might become familiar with Him in His risen and glorified body. Now He was ready for the leave-taking. He had authenticated the fact that He was a living Savior. His disciples need no longer associate Him with the tomb. They could think of Him as glorified before the heavenly universe. As the place of His ascension, Jesus chose the spot so often hallowed by His presence while He dwelt among men. Christ stood upon Olivet, with yearning heart overlooking Jerusalem. The groves and glens of the mountain had been consecrated by His prayers and tears. Its steeps had echoed the triumphant shouts of the multitude that proclaimed Him King. On its sloping descent, He had found a home with Lazarus at Bethany. In the Garden of Gethsemane, at its foot, He had prayed and agonized alone. From this mountain, He was to ascend to heaven. Upon its summit, His feet will rest when He shall come again, not as a man of sorrows, but as a glorious and triumphant King. He will stand upon Olivet, while Hebrew hallelujahs mingle with Gentile hosannas, and the voices of the redeemed as a mighty host shall swell the acclamation, "Crown Him Lord of all." Upon reaching the Mount of Olives, Jesus led the way across the summit to the vicinity of Bethany. Here He paused, and the disciples gathered about Him. Beams of light seemed to radiate from His countenance as He looked lovingly upon them. He upbraided them not for their faults and failures. Words of the deepest tenderness were the last that fell upon their ears from the lips of their Lord. With hands outstretched in blessing, and as if in assurance of His protecting care, He slowly ascended from among them, drawn heavenward by a power stronger than any earthly attraction. As He passed upward, the awe-stricken disciples looked with straining eyes for the last glimpse of their ascending Lord. A cloud of glory hid Him from their sight, and the words came back to them as the cloudy chariot of angels received Him, "Lo, I am with you alway, even unto the end of the world." At the same time, there floated down to them the sweetest and most joyous music from the angel choir.